This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The coronavirus has infected 234 people in two prisons outside the province that's at the center of the epidemic in China. Meanwhile, South Korea reported 52 new confirmed cases of the virus Friday. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
South Korea has ratcheted up its fight against the coronavirus after the city of Daegu became the latest hotspot this week. On Friday, in the capital, Seoul, workers sprayed every inch of the subway with disinfectant. The country has locked down its military after several soldiers tested positive. In Daegu itself, a city of millions, the streets are empty after dozens caught the virus in a church from a 61-year-old woman known as Patient 31. Officials call it a super-spreading event, as many of the South Korean cases can be traced back to her. The Prime Minister said Friday that Daegu and another city are now special care zones. The week's spike of at least 50 new cases brought South Korea's tally to over 150. That makes the country the largest cluster of cases outside China and Japan's quarantine cruise ship.
Again, that was Libby Hogan reporting for Reuters. A senior U.S. State Department official says the seven-day reduction of violence deal promised by the Taliban will begin tonight, without specifying the exact time. That begins the countdown to the signing of a peace agreement between the Taliban and the United States at the end of this month. That could pave the way for a withdrawal of U.S. troops as well as intra-Afghan negotiations. For more on this and other stories, please check out our website at voanews.com. This is